When talking with D.C. Murphy, it's not easy to pinpoint the line between fact and fiction.
She's no stranger.
Murphy's book, Rooster, A Badge, Gun, and Heartache, tells the story of a policeman.
It's loosely based on my character, my nickname is Rooster.
Who dreams of being a musician amid the cocaine and rock stars of 1970s Mill Valley.
Sammy Hagar, Jefferson Starship, Grateful Dead, Huey Lewis. They were all in and around Mill Valley back in the 70s, which it was a different place to live back then. It was white powder, cocaine, and rock and roll, and there was bars all over town. My job was to try to police these guys, and I found myself trying to befriend them more than police them because of my interest in music. I do play the guitar. I did play the guitar back then, and I was a country boy trying to get my songs out.
And exactly what is true and what isn't, he's not willing to share.
It kind of ruins a story if I tell you what's real and what's not.
Amid the stories of corrupt cops and Colombian drug cartels, there's a heavy dose of reminiscence for what Mill Valley and the town's more famous inhabitants used to be like.
It was a quiet little town with hippies, and it was populated by the artists, the rock and rollers, very talented people, Grace Slick. On any given day, I could go to Grace's house and you know, mediate a beef between her and her boyfriend and then her husband. Or Michael Bloomfield, the great guitarist. Back in the 60s and early 70s, I'd be at Michael's house for one thing or another. It was like I was babysitting all these famous people.
Many scenes in the book take place at local landmarks and bars.
Rockstar hell was that was what the cops called the Sweetwater. The Sweetwater, if you would, was kind of like the Hole in the Wall gang. If it was Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid gang, that they'd be all up in the Hole in the Wall. That was their hideaway. And these rock and rollers, when they were on the road, they would come into the Sweetwater and they would hang out there. And they would have open mic. Some of the original owners were big-time white powder cocaine dealers. And they were dealing out of the old mill. They were dealing out of the Sweetwater. All the bars in town, it was just known for white powder back in the day. It was the locals' drug of choice.
The book's central crisis revolves around the murder of Peggy Sue, an aspiring actress who deals cocaine and gets in trouble with the drug cartel. The book's theme song, She Kissed Me and Mill Valley Goodbye, is written for her.
She kissed me.
Is it inspired by real heartbreak?
You're asking me again to define what's real and what's not. She's real. She's absolutely real. And those dirty sons of guns threw her off the bridge, and that wasn't right. And that pissed Rooster off.
Reading the book, you might think Rooster didn't take his policing very seriously. Murphy bristles at the suggestion.
And I took action when it was necessary. If something needed my attention, I jumped right in on it. And you can't hang with world-famous rock and rollers of the Sammy Hagar level and the Kiso of the Dead without seeing things that, you know, you're supposed to take action on. And if I was supposed to take action on everything I saw every day of my life for 10 years, I would have been a real busy guy.
He's still staying fairly busy. His current ambition? To get a movie deal.
Clint Eastwood has promised to take a look at this, but I think he forgot my phone number.
I'm Danielle Vetten for KRCB's North Bay Report.
And Mill Valley, goodbye.